Gode, et puis nous retourner la caille bon. Donc Koukou Kabid raconte le rêve moins fait. Et puis il dit pas besoin d'expédition encore parce que Alcindor mourit enterré déjà. Donc puisse faire des voix.
Alright, 1000 points of light. WMFO, sorry about that. Oh, excuse me, and that was Ambalatono Lokai and DJ Vaughn. I'm so sorry, Vaughn. You're in the middle of something, but it is 8 o'clock, time for my show, time for 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford. And so what we're doing tonight is we're having a show commemorating the 30th anniversary of Check Your Head. Beastie Boys, new record, it's not new, yeah, but there are some new reissues commemorating the release, some live recordings, and also some other outtakes from the studio. I listened to the Ad Rock to a show with Mike D on Apple Music called Echo Chamber, and they kind of broke down with Mario Cataldo Jr., who was the producer of the record, broke down the process, and you know, those two old guys, Mike D, without Adam Yauch, and they're just kind of like, it seems like everything they do now is a Beastie Boys victory tour, but that's fine with me. Still enjoy the old music, and we're going to listen to Check Your Head tonight. And what I'm going to do instead of just playing the record all the way through, since I have a two-hour show and the record's only 53 minutes, we're going to play some of the record, some of the samples, the songs that they sampled on each of the tracks. So we're pairing up a song that they sampled on the actual song, or pairing up the actual song on the record with the song that they sampled from. So we're going to start off with the first track, Jimmy James, 1,000 Points of Light, WMF. Okay, so here's what's happening. Is that this is not working. Here, let's do this. Doing nothing like doing this live. Definitely, it's the only way to do it, really. And then we have that, and then we have that. Now it should be ready. 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford.
This next one is the first song on our new album. We'll be right back.
sexy lady.
Yeah!
1,000 points of light, WMFO, Bad Brains with Super Touch, Shit Fit from the, I think that was their self-titled debut, if I'm not mistaken. Before that, it was The Maestro from Check Your Head, and Jimi Hendrix Experience with Foxy Lady from Are You Experienced, and another one from Check Your Head, Jimmy James. So that's the theme tonight, is that we're looking back on the Check Your Head record from the Beastie Boys' 30th anniversary last week. Hard to believe. You know, it's funny is that I wasn't like a huge fan when License to Ill came out. I was sort of like, yeah, whatever, the fight for your right to party. It was sort of not really my thing. And then when this came out, I was sort of not sure what to make. I mean, you know, Paul's Boutique started to come around a little bit. And when this came out, I wasn't sure what to make of it, really. And at first I was kind of, I didn't buy it immediately, but then I went back to it. And with all this, like all these thrash influences, I was kind of interested. And then eventually I did come around and buy it. This is sort of how their, where their career went. You know, it was kind of like a jumping off, maybe like a pivot point from here going forward. Things changed drastically for them. And so basically what we're saying, so I'm playing a song that they sampled from, or a song that they sampled, and then the song in which the sampled song was played, or was, you know, where you can find that sample. And so it's hard to find. I think it's hard to listen and identify the actual moment. But I know that Bad Brains was a huge influence on the on Beastie Boys. Frequent listeners of the show will know we had the show devoted to their Beastie Boys book, and we had some plenty of Bad Brains songs played during that during those shows. There was a three-parter, of course. And so that's the deal there. Let's move on. Up next, Time for Living from Check Your Head, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Thank you. My mind comes through and my warmth, two feelings are shown from the way that I talk. And this-
Wow. Okay. So, yeah. That was James Newton with Choir from Axum. You know, if someone took a deep dive on James Newton, I guess, and the Beastie Boys, and they found a piece of that from the, I guess, the jazz flute section and incorporated that into Pass the Mic, which is what we heard before. Prior to that, Lee Scratch Perry with Soulfire and the Beastie Boys' Time for Living. All Beastie Boys tracks played tonight are from Check Your Head. This is the 30th anniversary, at least last week was the 30th anniversary of that record's release. And interesting time for them. They kind of just completed Paul's Boutique, not really the massive commercial success they were hoping for. So they left New York, went to the West Coast, built the studio for themselves, and recorded with Mario C. there. You know, it's in the Beastie Boys book. It was on the Mike D's radio show, Echo Chamber, that was on last week. And, you know, they were all kind of doing their own thing, but they were working together. And, you know, it was like a whole tapestry of Beastie Boys stuff happening. And they came out with something brilliant. So it deserves a 30th anniversary commemoration. We're going to hear more from it right now. This is Groove Holmes, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. We'll be right back. All right, so we're having some technical difficulties, so I'm just going to do this. We're going to go back to Finger Looking Good and play that instead, 1,000 Points of Light.
Are all in a knot. get up and take another shot. And my best friend, my doctor, won't even say what it is I've got. Sweet Melinda, the peasants call her the goddess of gloom. She speaks good English and she invites you up into her room. And you're so kind and careful not to go to her too soon. And she takes your voice and leaves you howling at the moon. Up on Housing Project Hill, it's either fortune or fame. You must pick one or the other, though neither of them are to be what they claim. If you're looking to get silly, you better go back to from where you came. Because the cops don't need you, and man, they expect the same. Now all the authorities, they just stand around and boast how they blackmailed a sergeant at arms into leaving his post. Angel, who just arrived here from the coast, who looked so fine at first but left looking just like a ghost. Stand behind me when the game got rough. But the joke was on me, there was nobody even there to bluff. I'm going back to New York City, I do believe I've had enough.
Our evening began in Peter Seychelles' comfortable study in his New York townhouse, where the candlelight was just right, the hi-fi was in the background, and the wine was delicious.
What's the secret, Peter?
Naturally, I'll say it's the wine.
It does go well with a chicken.
Delicious again.
Drop all the jitterbugs from Pico Rivera, baby. I'm gonna cut one loose for him. Hey! Hector! Your mama looking for you.
Hey!
Hector.
That's the Village Callers. I've been checking it out, baby. In fact, I checked it out a couple of times. I found it was tough enough, Caballero. Cheer. Hector hit bound 947 at KHJ with Humble Harm. I'm going to take it down home.
All right, 1,000 points of ice, WMFO, and that's the Village Callers, as the man said. And with that's Hector from the Village Callers Live. That was actually on the Once Upon a Time in Hollywood soundtrack as well. Prior to that, we heard the Blue Nun. You know, that's just like the Beastie Boys, like, playing around. You know, there's like a groove that they liked. There's like a record called On Wine, where someone was speaking about how to serve wine, and it goes well with the chicken. Prior to that, we had Just Like Tom Thumb's Blues, which is there was a line towards the end about being in New York City. That was from Highway 61 Revisited. The line was taken from a Dylan song and put in Finger Lookin' Good by the Beastie Boys. We heard Groove Homes. You heard that twice. So, you know, what's funny is that I did a little research, and it turns out that not every song that I researched has a corresponding sample, so it's, yeah, somewhat challenging, I guess, here. So let's move on here. Let's do this from Check Your Head. We'll still keep that rolling. This is Funky Boss, the second track on the record. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
That's funky. like 9 cans of shaving powder. That's funky. Come on with it again, fella. Come on with it.
In a foreign land. Yeah, yeah.
Sing it.
He plays guitar.
Plays in the band.
He plays guitar without any hands. Pretty good, I might add.
Yeah. When he grabs his guitar.
Go! 'cause you're feeling good, and you know you should, 'cause there's black pride everywhere. You'll want to shout and sing, come on and do your thing. Be black. Now Phony Tony here has got a long time fear. Thinks he's bright 'cause he's acting white. But what that man can't see when he looks at me is that black pride's everywhere. You'll want to shout and sing, come on and do your thing. Oh, be black, baby, be black. Oh, be black, baby, be black. Black, 'cause there's black pride everywhere.